It is 8:39 on your hometown station, KHTS, and we've got a guest. Corey C. Miller is on the line with me, and I have to ask, you have so many titles. What title do you want to go with?
Well, usually my students just call me Dr. C. Miller. That's my main role as a professor, and but I do research and I do speak and write books as well.
I know, that's why I was having a tough time kind of picking out what I should call you. But you're an educator, you're a researcher, you're an author, you're a speaker, and that's the part we're going to talk about right now. You are coming into town and you're going to speak at COC, College of the Canyons, coming up. What exactly is the motivation? Who are we speaking to and who should attend this seminar?
Well, my background is really that I study the post-millennial generation, Generation Z, and we're finding out all sorts of great information about who they are. I started out talking about them as students in our colleges and universities, but since then, supervisors in workplaces and even parents are interested in understanding their Gen Z young people, which are basically our 8 to 24-year-olds today. So, I mean, that is our whole youth population. So anyone interested in knowing more about the motivations and the values and the passions of our young people today, this is for you.
How different, and you just answered the question I was going to ask, what's the age? Because I think what we're doing very easily right now is anyone who isn't a baby boomer or a Gen X, we're just kind of throwing them into the millennial pile. And that's not really the case, is it?
No, that would make it the world's longest generation at like 35 years and younger.
Right?
And, so there's quite a bit of a difference. As a matter of fact, there's a stark difference between the two generations in many aspects. And so it's important that we understand as these folks go into the workplace and are in our colleges and even high schools, elementary schools, and middle schools that they're just a little bit different, and as they should be. They're growing up in a very different time.
What would you say, and I know this is probably a very long answer, but for the sake of our interview this morning, what would you say are the main differences among baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Z? Is there anything that just stands right out to you?
Well, the ways that they're motivated is really different. You look at some older folks, especially baby boomers in the workplace, that are motivated by appreciation. You go to millennials who are motivated by incentives, and then you have Gen Zers who are motivated by making a difference. And we can't forget Gen Xers because that's who I am, and we're motivated by independence and autonomy. So, that carries through not just in the workplace, but it carries through in the way that they interact in our schools and in our after-school programs and even in our community activities.
What do you think, why do you think it has changed generation over generation? Is it something baby boomers are doing to change the next generation and so on and so on?
Well, there's two main factors. One is the parental generation, how they're raising their kids. Some generations raise their kids to look an awful lot like them, such as Generation Z looks an awful lot like Generation X, who is primarily the parent generation, not all, but mostly. But then the other is cultural context in which you're growing up. Generation Z, the oldest of them were in kindergarten on 9/11. So their perspectives about the world around them and social media and technology is just simply different than those of us who are older when we think back to when we were their age.
And is that what you're going to address at this seminar at COC?
Oh, yes. We're going to have a good time talking about all the sorts of cultural contexts that have shaped our generations. We're going to talk about what it is that we can do to better understand Generation Z and leverage their potential so they can, rise to the challenge of what we need here, to be a contributing member of society.
What exactly, is this going to be an interactive type of seminar? Can you ask questions? Are you going to have little forums? What is it going to look like to the person who attends this?
Well, it's going to be the first part of it is just an overview. It's interactive. I do interact with the audience. It doesn't even matter if there's 1,000 people there. I try to interact with the audience, and it's a lot of fun. And then there will be some time for some questions. And then the following day, I'm actually doing some workshops where we're going to actually, figure out how to apply this information in the work settings, especially those folks that are in the classroom.
What would you say is the most important thing they can get out of your seminar coming in? If they leave with just one thing, what would that be?
I want them to leave with this curiosity of better understanding the human condition. Basically saying, I want to understand this generation. I probably took some notes. I got some good information here, but now I'm curious and now I understand that this generation is just simply unique and different as every generation is. And I want to learn more about them so I can better parent, I can better supervise, and I can better teach these young people.
And it's just not for Generation Z. It's for all the generations to learn about Generation Z. But do you welcome Generation Z as well into this?
Absolutely. And it's funny because I have a number of Generation Z folks that will come to my sessions and they'll come up to me afterwards and say, wow, thank you for telling my story. I try to explain who I am to people and they have a hard time understanding. And sometimes it just takes someone else to say, be the voice sometimes. And so they really appreciate and feel a sense of validation by some of the research that we've found but with their peers.
Absolutely fascinating. We're talking to Dr. Corey C. Miller, who will be at COC talking about Generation Z. Very interesting topic. All day, I believe on the 22nd of March?
Yes.
On the 22nd of March, all day. It's a fantastic seminar. If you want more information, go to Dr. Corey C. Miller's website. And it's just like it sounds, CoreyCMiller.com. Am I forgetting anything?
No, well, the other thing is our latest book just came out, Generation Z, A Century in the Making. So if you want a preview, jump on Amazon and grab yourself a copy.
Oh, fantastic.
And just to mention, too, we do have an open session on the night of the 21st as well. That's our large, the main intro session. And then the 22nd will be the workshop.
Fantastic. What an interesting subject. And honestly, I think it would do us all good if we understood we're not all the same and we can't all be in the same boxes. So if we understand where everyone is in this society, it might help us to get along a little bit better and just to have an understanding to get along with the different generations. I think this is a marvelous thing. It was absolutely incredible having you on the Hometown Morning Show with Tori and Kyle this morning. Dr. Corey C. Miller, make sure you get tickets. It's College of the Canyons. There's an open session on the 21st, the 22nd. It's all day long. Buy the book. It's on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.